You're listening to the 272nd edition of the Bitachon Podcast, and we're going to continue exploring the Shita of the Chazon Ish. If you recall, at the end of last week's Bitachon Podcast, we quoted the Chazon Ish, who seems to say, he does say, that if you have two paths in front of you, and you don't know which path it's going to be, is it going to be something positive in your life, or is it going to be something that seems to be negative in your life? He says, Bitachon does not mean that I assume that it's going to be the good path. Bitachon means that I know that whatever happens, whether it's something that seems good, or whether it's something that seems negative, I have faith that it's from Hashem. I know that it's absolutely from Hashem. Now this shita, this opinion, this concept, obviously requires explanation in light of what we've studied together. And so Rav David Rosen is going to help us in the Sefer B'tach Hashem to look at this and understand it. There were those who made a mistake in the understanding of the Chazon Ish. And others came to rectify the mistaken understanding. We're going to call the first group, the ones who misunderstood the Chazon Ish, the first opinion. And those who came to rectify the mistake, we will refer to them as the second opinion. The first opinion is, Shekavonas Chazon Ish, the intent of the Chazon Ish is, Sheperish Bitachon Hu, Hashalva Hanafshis, Lekabel B'Shivyon Ruach, Es Kol Ma'ira Ois Hachaim. It's the serenity of the spirit to be able to receive whatever happens in your life with equanimity. It's all the same. It's all okay. Anything that happens, uladas, and to know, shadayin kol pirtei osir ha'adam yidei Hashem. To also know that every single detail of my future is in Hashem's hands. V'raki elav yisbarach ro'i lefnois l'Yeshua. And it's only to Hashem that I'm supposed to turn my eyes are, if I want salvation, it's Hashem. Aval im yiftach ha'beiteach, shebetach yiletoiv. According to this first opinion, if a person believes that it's for sure going to be good, k'mo she'hu roitze, the way that I want it to be, rei zeh bitachon mezuyof. According to this opinion, that's fake bitachon. That's, you think you have bitachon, but you don't. So you're going to end up being disappointed. Just because you imagine that it's going to be good doesn't mean that it's going to be good. And I'm sure that whoever's listening right now, many of you may have experienced that it does work out well when you have that belief. So let's see what's going to happen here. So in regards to these words, the second opinion writes, "Aval havana zo b'dvarav miyusidas b'dos." Understanding, as we just explained, the Chazon Ish, understanding it that way is founded on an error. K'rav Chazon Ish zatzal b'atzmai mamshich shom b'simin katan zayin lomar, because the Chazon Ish himself continues in the seventh section and says, "Yesh oimi b'dos habitachon." There is a further level in bitachon. That a person who has bitachon, he has a spirit of holiness on him, and he feels a certain strength, hamivasroi, which gives him an indication or gives him the news. Amnam yazreu Hashem, Hashem will help him. Akan l'shani. So the Chazon Ish seems to say one thing, then it seems to say the opposite. He seems to say that a person who has the right bitachon, so he has a sense and a feeling that Hashem is going to help him and that it's going to be good. So we've just taken away the first understanding, which seemed to say that you can't expect anything to be good, because a person who has the right bitachon has a feeling that it's going to be good.
Says
Rav David Rosen, the thing that doesn't make sense here is that really, what's the contradiction between the first understanding to the second thing that was said? When the Chazon Ish gives us a definition of bitachon, the language of the Chazon Ish is that this matter is called the mida, the character trait of bitachon, of faith. So, if you don't have the prophecy, which he talked about in the first explanation, which we said last week, he said, if you don't have prophecy, so you can't know it's going to be good. Right? So how do you know it's going to be good? If you don't have prophecy. That according to the level of the boteach, the one who trusts, and how much holiness he has, shere alav ruach hakodesh, umislavi mei ruach ois, he has on him a divine spirit, and he's accompanied by a powerful strength, a spirit of strength, a mavasvi ki omnam yazrei Hashem. He does have a sense that it's going to be good. Zeu inyan shel hashra haba milamala, lufi rav kodeshoi. So Rav David Rosen explains that the second aspect is a type of inspiration that comes from above. According to how much holiness the person has, according to the level of the person who's trusting, and that's not a contradiction at all, he's not going to explain this at length. But what I understand to be the mistake of the first opinion, we'll explain in the continuation of what we're going to speak about. Okay, so it seems to be that unless you have prophecy, you can't know what's going to be, you can't expect it to be good. But at the same time, you can, according to your level, be inspired by a spirit of feeling that it will be good. So let's explore this more. For the second opinion, they brought many midrashim. Kegoin Amar David, King David says, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Lamed Aleph, it's a medrash. The King David said that since this is what bitachon is, that whoever trusts in you, you save them. So therefore, I'm going to have trust in you. I'm going to believe in you. It's a medrash in Shmos Rabbah. It says, in speaking about the people of Israel, they trust in Hashem and Hashem protects them. There's lots of makaris for this. We've discussed many of them. There's many sources for the fact that if you trust in Hashem, things work out well. So the second opinion writes that now we can have a new light in the words of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish is not saying something contradictory to all these other opinions and all of these sources, which strengthen a person and give him the potential to believe. Hashem will help him with a treasure house of free gifts. As far as a person's future, he needs to imagine in his mind that Hashem will help him the way that he believes, the way that he understands, the way that he needs. But the second opinion posits that after the fact, let's say it doesn't work out the way I expected. It doesn't work out the way I wished. So he needs to understand and have a depth in his mind of awareness that exactly what happened is the best thing for me. Right? There's two things. There's how do I look at the future and how do I look at what has happened? As far as the future, I need to believe and I need to have bitachon and I can affect the future with my bitachon. That it's going to be good. But now what happens if my bitachon didn't work, so to speak? How do I look at that? Am I a failure? Am I a loser? Does Hashem hate me? Chas v'shalom? No. I need to think about it, that clearly whatever has happened is for my best. According to the second opinion, so what the Chazon Ish says, that you can't know the future, unless you're a prophet, can't know it's going to be good, it's talking about after the fact, which is kind of funny. As he's about to point out, the Ram Shaldeh Beis, and Maron Klal. The words of the second opinion, the understanding is not so clear. Velule de Mistafina, you see, Amir Shatos Biodom. I would say, if I'm looking at it, just browsing through his opinion, so there seems to be a mistake. She doesn't know the Ram Chazanish Zatzal. Nuyal Kashi Lacher Yashinastir Ben Devre Chazanish Zatzal. Benam Josh Mamrubin. The foundation of the issue is that it seems like the Chazon Ish is saying something different from the Midrashim and the other opinions of the Rishonim. So we're saying here that there's no contradiction, and they explain how they explain. The same B'tach B'Shem explains that according to my understanding, let's not think that there's any contradiction between, there's no, it doesn't even start this question. The Medrash never says that you should trust in Hashem that He's going to do what I think. I should trust in Hashem that He's going to do the way that I think is the best thing for me. That's not what it says. The Zohar writes exactly the opposite. The Zohar says, the person should not trust in Hashem that He will save me, or save us. Or Hashem will do a specific thing, a specific way. What does come out of the Midrashim is, that in the merit of one's bitachon, Hashem will save him. Hashem will take care of him. Whoever trusts in you, the Medrash says this is the language of the Medrash, listen carefully. Whoever trusts in you, you save him. Pasuk says in Tehillim, Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud, the one who trusts in Hashem, he is surrounded by kindness. To trust in Hashem, that Hashem is going to help him in the way that he believes he's supposed to be helped, that's not what it says. So the truth is, if it would have said it that way, it would be a contradiction to what the Chazon Ish says, and we would have need to explain it. The way they understood it, that there's a question, so they needed to explain that the Chazon Ish is speaking about Amur Be'ikar Achare HaMaisa. He's talking about after the fact. It's impossible to say this. He says explicitly, he's talking about before the fact. Because he says, quote, this is what we read last week, Tos no shenes, a mistake, an old mistake, the cross asir bilti mukhra. Person is standing in front of an undecided future. I don't know what's going to be. There are two things that are going to happen in the future. As long as the future has not occurred yet, you don't know how it's going to play out. It's clear that the Chazon Ish is speaking about before. It's talking about some event that's not yet occurred. The Chavis HaLevavis says a similar thing. The essence of Bitachon is that Hashem will do that which is good for you the way that He understands. And it's clear that we can't say that the Chavis HaLevavis is talking about after the fact. So we're talking about before the fact. So this is actually quite cool. Because it comes out, obviously we're not going in the sheet of the Madrigas Adam. But what comes out is just the very fact that I have Bitachon in Hashem means that affects the future outcome and it's going to be good. It might not even look good, but it's going to be good. אך מה שאדם אכן מצפה שהשם ייטיב לו כפי שהוא רוצה, טוב ונראה ונגלה לעין, says, בתוך השם, the safer, he says that the idea of trusting in Hashem, that the thing that I think, the good that I think it's supposed to be, I want it to look good. I don't want it to just be something that works out well in the end. I want it to look good the whole way through. I want it to be the way I think it's going to be, or the way that I think it should be. That's not called bitachon. That's a different concept. This is not something that pertains to the essential concept of bitachon. Dahainu hagdaras habitachon ba'asak ha'chazanish. So tzal. That's not what the Chazon Ish is speaking about. It's a different concept. For me to hope that Hashem will do something in a revealed good way, as I've heard people say, revealed good. Hashem should do it in a way which is revealed good. It should look good. I don't want to ever have a situation where it seems like Hashem is doing something that's not good for me. That type of expectation is not called bitachon. That type of expectation is called tikva, which means hope. Ken yeshnam shnei musagim. So, if we're correct, says R. David Rosen, so we have here two concepts. Aleph bitachon. The first is bitachon. Emunah b'ruah v'chazaka she'ein ra yiri milamala. This means that I absolutely believe that no evil can come down from heaven. Like we said 2 weeks ago, everything that Hashem does, it's for the good. Ki adam yirlei naim. Because a human being sees things on the surface. Ba'ayin shalei ra'a tov. Ba'ayin tov ra. Ra'a tov. A human being can see something that is actually good, but he calls it bad. And I can see something that's good, and I call it, I can see something that's bad, and I call it good. L'shem yodei ma'tov lo'i, v'seyo avuro. But Hashem knows what's good for me. Hashem will do that for me. Okay? So that's bitachon. What's tikva? Tikva tzipia v'yichul el abayre. Tikva means that I hope to Hashem. I expect of Hashem, yizborach, sheisnagim b'midas hachesed, v'malo mishal esliboy. Hashem will do kindness with me, and He will fulfill the desires of my heart. L'Hashem ben Reb Avraham ben Rambam, she'yod mekave u'metzab l'asogas mishaltoy me'itoy. That a person will hope and he will expect that he will get that which he is asking for from Hashem, Yisrael, b'roi rachamav, because of Hashem's great compassion. B'zeu anikra miyachel l'chesed Hashem. This is what's referred to in the Sefer HaMaspik from Rav Avraham ben Rambam as somebody who hopes for the kindness of Hashem, u'mechakeloi, and waits for it, u'mekave rachamav. Someone who is hoping for Hashem's compassion. Okay, so it comes out that that's the word tikva, which means hope. Lufi zeh, habitachon ha'tikva shnei minyanim hu echad. Now, according to this, bitachon and the word bitachon, which means hope, which means trust, and the word tikva, which means hope, they have one central theme, emuna chazaka shiyatov. And that is a very powerful hope, or a very powerful belief, better, that it's going to be good. But the good that's good in Hashem's eyes is called bitachon. And the good that looks good to us, nikra tikva, is referred to as tikva, which means hope. When we look deeply into the words of the Chazon Ish, lo nimtza klal shel adam lahamin amuna chazaka sheyatov kefi shehu choshev. According to the Chazon Ish, there is no obligation to believe that it's going to be good the way I think it's going to be. U'shel davar zeh b'sefer, he says that that's not true. He says in a negative way, she'ein zeh shayach l'musa bitachon, that has nothing to do with bitachon. Menamik, and he says deeper, madua ein la'odon lahamin amuna chazaka she'atoyv kefi shu chayshiv. He explains why a person should not have that type of tikva, which means that I think that it's going to be good the way I think it should be. Because before the future is decided, it hasn't happened yet. Who knows how Hashem is going to let things play out, and who knows what Hashem considers to be good? There's something called the attribute of divine justice in the world. But a person on the other side of things should not think, oh, it's going to work out bad. Or it's for sure going to work out. Maybe, or possibly, or even for sure. None of those. Because Hashem does not have a greater inclination towards bad than towards good. In Cain, Ein Lei Lahamin, Shia Toiv, Shara Yesh Namina Sadin. So, we have a problem here. You can't think that it's going to be good, because it might, there is something called Midas Adin. There is judgments in the world. So, Ein Lei Lahamin, Shia Ra, Shara Yesh Namina Sadin. But you can't think that it's going to work out bad, because Hashem has a Midas of Chesed, a Midas of kindness. As Bamel Lahamin, so what are you supposed to believe? He said you should believe that it's possible to be saved. You have to believe absolutely, absolutely without any doubt that Hashem can save me. There's nothing that stops him from saving me. There's nothing that can stop Hashem, but it's just a possibility that you'll be saved. But it's possible that I won't be saved because there might be something that prevents that. Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Perkei Pasuk Kavei, that a person's sins can prevent good from coming to him. According to the Chazon Ish, it's true from Hashem's perspective, there's nothing that stops him from saving me, but I might, from my perspective, have done something which prevents me from being saved. Because I sinned against Hashem. Brings a pasuk in Yeshaya, Nuntes, which says that we can expect that there should be judgment. And if there's not salvation, it seems distant from us, that the salvation, it's because we have sinned so much. So there is something that we can do though. And that is to look into our deeds. Because if we're in a place where, let's say, we don't deserve good. So, but there's something that we can do to clean it up. That's to look into our deeds, look to the things that we've done wrong. Clear my heart to do tshuva, to feel of its tzedakah, prayer and charity. How appropriate in the days of Elul. We can talk about the fact that, hey, there's stuff that we can do. If we don't deserve the salvation, we can get back into the space of deserving it. And that's if we're on the side of din, if we're on the side of mishpat. And that's what the Chazon Ish is speaking about. And we're going to speak more about this. We're going to get to the depth of it. How we can get to the side of chesed. Let's say we don't deserve it. Okay, we start with tshuva, tefila, tzedakah. We get to the space of deserving it more. But there's also another deeper way of reaching and trying to get manas chinam, the free gift, which Hashem also affords His creations. We'll speak about that more. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.